Hi, everyone. Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. Hey, good morning, everybody out there in internet land. This here is Russ Thomas from RST Coaching Academy, sponsor Money Talks, and where we're going to talk about money and how to make more of it. Today, I've got a special guest on here from Coconut Creek, Florida. He's down in Broward County near Fort Lauderdale in the boating capital of the world, which is a hot button for me because I love boating. Anyway, David is down there, and he is an interesting guy with what he's doing now. He is a notary public. He is a remote notary public. Now, I've interviewed a lot of people on this program, but this is the first person from this background. So I can't wait to hear his story. I'm going to introduce him to you right now. Let him tell you where he's come from, how in the world he got to what he's doing now, and where he's going down the line, and ultimately offer some advice to you that might be helpful to you, our viewers and listeners on Money Talks. So, David, nice to have you with us today. I appreciate meeting you. Thank you for your interest in being on the program today. And I just want you to feel free to talk about your background, your story, how you got. I know you were talking about your book here a little earlier. You can hit that little bit and then get into what you've been doing of late and so on. And we're going to go from there, kind of just talk freely. All right. So, David, take it away. Thank you.
Back in 2015, I wrote a book, Wrongly Charged, A Look at the Legal System, which was based on an experience I had when I ran my locksmith business. That business didn't do too well toward the end because of the advertising with the clicking on Google and stuff like that. So I tried to figure out what can I do now that I'm retired to make extra money to help myself out. And so I stumbled across the notary business. And when I first got into it, I didn't know nothing about the remote notary side of it. I got the notary license. I put a Google My Business page up. And notary, you can only charge $10 in Florida. So I had to figure out a way to do all this by myself, because to pay somebody thousands of dollars to build a website and to do all of that on a $10 notary fee wouldn't be cost effective. So what I did was I went on the internet and I said, how am I going to boost my Google business page up in the top three? Because if you're not in the top three, you're not going to get any calls. So everybody said reviews. Well, reviews is good, but you also have to have what's called citations. You have to be listed on a lot of different websites. Google takes that into consideration. So I got listed on a lot of websites, and I got a lot of reviews, and I made myself available when other notaries weren't. I can't tell you how many times I needed something notarized. And you can get it done free at the bank. But when you go into the bank, take a number, sit there for 45 minutes to an hour, and the banks just won't notarize like certain documents. They'll just do simple documents. So, right. And many times I went there to get something notarized. Oh, we can't do it. The notary stepped out. I can't tell you how many times I needed a notary in a pinch, and I'm driving all over town. So I said, seems like a good idea. Maybe being retired, I can make myself available. I advertise 24 hours. And I've gone, I had people call me up 11 o'clock at night that needed something notarized for the first thing in the morning, and I did it for them.
Wow.
So I got a lot of good reviews doing that.
Cool. Let me ask you this. When you retired from the locksmith business and then ultimately got into the remote notary business, how did you do that? I mean, how did you settle on that particular profession? Did you consider alternative forms of business, of making money, or was just this the only thing that you were interested in? How did that happen?
The thing was, is that, you know, I thought of real estate and stuff like that, but there's so many real estate agents, the tests are, you know, quite difficult to pass, and then you have to work for somebody. And so I didn't want to do that. And I thought of a few, all these things. And notary was simple to get into. It's a fairly easy test, especially here in Florida. It's pretty much an open book test for the standard notary. And after I got that, everybody was talking about the remote, and I didn't know nothing about it. I said, well, let me dabble into that. And that was another test you had to pass, which, again, wasn't that hard. And getting into the business was fairly inexpensive. You're talking about maybe a total investment of $1,000. So you're not taking a really, really big risk. And with the remote, you can work from home. There are so many people, they'll need a building permit notarized, and they're at the department, and I can actually do it for them remotely online. There's a really good platform. You have to go through a secure platform. I use the platform called Blue Notary because it's easy to use. They're very inexpensive, and the people to work with there are very nice. And what happens is when you want to get on the platform, you take your driver's license with an iPhone or a webcam. You take a picture of the front and back. And then it asks you, in Florida, fortunately, we have biometrics, so you don't have to be bothered with that KBA, knowledge-based authentication. It asks you questions sometimes that you forget and you can't pass the to get on. Oh, it happened to me also. But with the biometrics, all you have to do is twist your head back and forth. It compares it to the driver's license. And once you get on the platform, all I do is I go through. Hi, my name is David Merkatz. I'm a commissioned Florida notary public. Do you understand the document you're about to sign? Do you agree to the electronic notarization? And do you agree for the seal and everything? And you go through the disclaimers, and then you place their signature after on the thing, and they sign it, and then I notarize it, and it's done. And they don't have to.
So you're doing this right in real time.
Yes.
Right? They're not sending this document to you, and then you get to it when you get to it and notarize it and send it back. You have made an appointment to meet with these people remotely, like on a Zoom call, such as we are,
right,
and do all this process right in real time, huh? That's how that works. Cool.
Well, there are some instances where, like, they'll schedule it for, you know, the next day, and they'll actually send me the PDF of it. And I can pre-tag it, like with state of Florida, county of Broward, put the date on it. And this way, when we get on the call, it's just a matter of going over the document, make sure it's the one that they sent me, and affixing the signatures and the stamp. So it saves some time.
But, yeah. And you can do this for anyone throughout the state of Florida.
I can do it nationwide.
Oh, nationwide even.
Okay. It's an interesting thing, because it's recognized nationwide with the exceptions of certain types of forms. Like if you're in California, as long as I'm physically located in the state of Florida, I can notarize a document from anywhere.
Hmm.
So it makes it really easy. So if you know me from Florida and you're visiting another state, and oh, let me call Dave, you know, he can notarize it for me. You send me, email me the PDF of the document.
Uh-huh.
I send you an email to join the platform, and then I can notarize it for you. And it's accepted. Every state accepts a Florida notary.
Yeah. Wow. So, what attracted you to this, a couple of things, was the ease of entrance into the industry. Like, it was just $1,000 to get set up and so on, and not a whole big licensing process. And secondly, that you could do it remotely. You could do it, you know, and you could do it in your pajamas, I suppose, if you wanted to.
Pretty much,
and,
yeah.
Very simple to do so. Are you part of a franchise? Is this something that you signed on for, or is this something that you've virtually created by yourself?
Well, no, it's an independent company. I work from home, and the platform I use, many people use. There are a bunch of different platforms. There's Notarize and all of that, but I chose Blue Notary because they're very easy to work with. It's user-friendly. You don't need to be that computer savvy, which at my age, I'm not as computer savvy as my son. So it's very easy. It's drag and drop, very limited mistakes. And I got so good with the Blue Notary platform, I'm actually offering my time volunteering and helping other notaries, which is an amazing thing, which in this business, notaries are all friendly to each other. We don't hate each other. Like some businesses, they're the competition. We love each other. So we
Ah, cool.
help them. I volunteer 2 hours a day of my time for other notaries that need help to learn how to use the platform. So, you know, I like to give back a little bit too, because when I had to
Right.
learn the platform, it was tough.
Yeah. When did you start this? When did you actually hang out your
Started
shingle?
it in February of 22.
So 2 years you've had 2 years of activity.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you able to hire other notaries to work under you or to be affiliates of yours, or how
Well,
does that work?
you can subcontract. Like if I get something I can't handle, I'll give it to another notary, and it works vice versa. I can add, if I wanted, I can have other RON notaries on my platform if I wanted to. But, you know, there's not that much work right now. You know, it's on and off. You know, I'll get days that I get 4 or 5 jobs, and then the days I have nothing. You know, it depends. I get
Right.
more calls in the evening, weekends, and holidays when no one else is available.
I bet, yeah. Because you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Get me out of bed. I'll work for you.
Another interesting thing about being a notary in Florida, I performed, yesterday was another one, my third wedding. I can
No.
actually marry somebody in Florida. Notaries can do marriages. And that's for people that don't have a lot of money. They go to the courthouse, they get the license, they bring it to me, and I take their ID, I notarize the signatures, then I perform. It's even on my website. I have three of them on there where I took them in my backyard by the canal, took some nice pictures, and they took their wedding vows, exchanged rings. So I've married three people.
And this was locally. This was not remote.
No,
This was.
that's the one thing. Marriage licenses in the state of Florida have to be done in person. They have to be.
Okay. All right.
That's one of the few things that can't be remote. They have to be.
Uh-huh.
Because you have to perform the ceremony and, you know, you give them their vows. And I took a few of them with their permission. I took some pictures and put them on my website. So it attracted a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. And hopefully you can charge more than just $10 for that service.
You can charge only 30 for that.
No kidding.
Yeah,
And this is governed by whom? The
the state
state?
of Florida, the Department of State. And, you know, you really have to stay within the guidelines, because if somebody files a complaint, you're out of business, you know. So,
Yeah, all right.
but, you know, there's no saying, like, if I do a wedding, there's been people that offer a tip, you know, to do it for, you know, as long as I legally only charge them, you know, what I
Right.
state allowed. Now, what you can charge more for is I also do mobile. Occasionally, someone, like the other night, they're in the hospital and they need a power of attorney. So I drove over to the hospital and I notarized the signature for the children so they can have power of attorney. So you can, as long as you tell them in advance, your travel fee is $59.95 and $10 to notarize it, and you let it, you know, let them know right up front. And most people are thrilled to have somebody come out, you know, when they can't drive out. I've done a few of those also.
Oh, yeah, almost like on a moment's notice type thing,
Yeah.
you know, emergency. This was probably kind of an emergency with the individual in dire straits in the hospital and wanted to get some affairs in order. So that's pretty cool how that worked out. So
Yeah.
how are you marketing your business? Is this strictly through the Google thing, or are you using social media, you know, Instagram and LinkedIn and all those things, or how is that done?
Well, 99% of my work comes from my Google My Business listing, because in Coconut Creek, I'm number one. And in the few cities nearby, I'm within the top three, because I respond to reviews. I have 115 positive 5-star reviews already. So that's because I treat everybody, you know, really well. I'm always available. And if I do make a mistake, which is rare, you can come back for free. If I miss something, I don't charge anything for coming back. And I also do something a lot of notaries don't do in Florida. It's $10 per stamp, but I have customers that come with 20 pages. So rather than charge them $200, if they have that many, I do give them a 50% discount. They have a lot of pages so that, you know, they refer other business. I can do that because I have low overhead. I work from home. And, you know, so it helps other people, and they refer me. I have a few people that call me once or twice a month. They remember
Is that
me.
right?
Yeah, because you always need something notarized, whether it's a building permit, school forms for kids. I had somebody call me on a Sunday, which was interesting. I didn't even know you needed it. A 16-year-old girl, she wanted to get a stud put in her tongue, which I'm glad I'm not the parent. I would have probably.
Whatever turns you on.
But she needed, because she's not of age, she needed her mother's consent. And that's a Florida law. So there's a consent form. And it was a Sunday at 6 o'clock. And go find a notary at 6 o'clock on a Sunday. And the
Wow.
place closed at 7. So she called me and they came over and I notarized it for them. So that's another form of things that, you know, I'm available. That's what makes me different than
right.
most people.
And you said she came over. So you did this one in person.
Yeah, I did it in person. And the mother had to be there to ID that it was her daughter and everything.
Yeah.
Because for the 16 and 17-year-olds for tattoos or for studs or jewelry, you know,
wow.
I don't know if I would have allowed my.
I know. Yeah, that's it's a different world, that's for sure.
Old fashioned about putting an earring in your tongue, but.
Good golly. So, but that could have been done remotely as well,
it
correct?
Could have been, yes.
Okay.
It's done remotely, as long as I had the mother, the daughter, and, you know,
and the
online.
proper paperwork, IDs,
Yeah.
and all that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So are you saying that this Google My Business thing is the only form of promotion that you're doing?
Well, I'm on Facebook, but
Okay.
I don't pay for the Facebook advertising because what happens is, and it's sad, you'll get people in not only so much in the notary, but they click on your ads. And again, if you're paying $5 for a click, and you're only charging $10 for a notary and you get three
Ooh.
of them, it eats up your money. So,
Well, you're right.
you
Yeah.
know.
But isn't there a fee for this Google My Business?
Free.
Oh, that
Absolutely.
is free. Okay.
That's the greatest thing.
Interesting. Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate that you're limited in how much you can make doing this. I mean, if you're going to make really a living at it, it's just got to be a volume, volume, volume situation and not, you know, increasing your rates like other businesses can do.
Well, there's one other thing you can do in this business to make a little bit more money. It's called loan signings.
What's it called again?
Loan signings. They
Loan
need,
signs.
When you go for a loan, there's usually between 100 and 200 pages of paperwork. And out of that, there's usually 8 or 10 stamps on there that have to be stamped by the notary. And doing loan signings, there's a fee anywhere between $85 and $125 as a loan signing agent. So I took that course also, and I've done a couple of those also. But doing the remote rather than driving around, I think I got spoiled. I love doing the online because you don't have to get in your car. You don't have to print hundreds of pages. You do everything online.
Well, yeah, it's just so easy. Like I said earlier, you can work in your pajamas if you want to.
Yeah.
And any time of night or day, you know, that's
there's
really.
Been times that I've gotten a late night, you know, call that needed to be online, and I had my bathrobe on, and in my little closet down here in my office, I have a shirt to cover it, so I don't want to be in my bathrobe.
Yeah.
It wouldn't look too good on the platform because it's being recorded, you know.
Yeah.
Edited. So I keep a shirt down here, and I just button up, and I put it on because you only see up to the waist, and I can
yep.
do 11 o'clock. I've done a couple. I did a couple of marriages. I've actually done a lot of divorces.
Yeah.
They have to be notarized also. Settlement agreements,
Oh,
wills,
boy.
Trusts. You know, there's a lot of things I do. Well, there's a lot of things. Everything has to be notarized today, which is great.
It works for you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. So some of our listeners, some of our viewers might be contemplating, you know, different things that they want to do career-wise, full-time-wise, or part-time-wise. Do you know of any notaries that are doing this full-time?
Oh, yes. There's tons of them that are doing. Most of them that do it full-time, they are doing loan signings. Because if you do one or two loan signings a day, once you get yourself involved with, like, title companies, you can work directly with the title company. You can get two or three of those a day sometimes. And, you know, you can make $200-$300 a day doing loan signings. That's
wow.
Where the big money is, in the loan signings. Or you get in with some attorneys, estate planning attorneys, and they have a lot of clients that are elder, that can't travel. So you can do the remote online notary for them once they know that you know what you're doing, and it saves them. A lot of the older people, especially here in South Florida, they don't have transportation to get to the office. So that works well too.
Yeah. Are these things that you have been promoting, try to grow your business, or have you just kind of just maintained with the individual signing?
I try to do the simple stuff because I enjoy doing the one page or the two page notaries, unless it's online, because when you do a loan signing, you have to print a lot of times 185 pages and then another 185 pages for the person. And then you have to go out to their home, make sure you don't make any mistakes. Then you have to come back to the office. You have to scan everything back to the title company. And sadly, if you make a mistake on a paper line, signing, you have to go back out to the house and do the whole thing over again. Where if it's online, you just invite them back on the platform, upload the document, and you can redo it without. So I kind of enjoy that better. Originally, I was gung-ho about running out and doing paper signings. But now I got so spoiled with the online and the convenience of it, I love it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie to you. The first one I did online to get used to it, I was nervous. I never did one before. And I was trying to figure out how to move the, stuff to get it in place. And it just wasn't working for me. So the first one, I'm embarrassed to say, took me an hour and a half, which should have taken 10 minutes. But the second one took a half hour. And now I zip them in and out. It was just getting familiar how to use the platform. How to drag and drop and do everything compliant.
Well, practice makes perfect, and practice in this case helped you increase your speed, your throughput, and the clients are happier because it was just a quickie, basically. On this loan sign thing, but that's required to go out in person. You can't do the loan sign remotely.
Yes, you can.
Oh, but then you've
a
got
lot
all
of the title companies, because not that this is brand new remote, it started during COVID, but for loan signings, it's easing in. A lot of them still want that ink, that hand ink thing done.
They're
more secure with that. But I've done a couple of loan signings online and I loved it. It went really easy. The only problems you have with the remote online, and it happens a lot, is when you're working with senior citizens, because they are not familiar how to use the smartphone, how to click email, and then how to take a picture of the front and back of their license. Not all seniors, but I'm talking about people that just aren't, savvy. So I've had some with, I couldn't get them on the platform. I've worked for a couple of companies where they sent me senior citizens. They sent me some work, and 8 out of 10 of them I was able to do, but there were 2 or 3. They just, you get an email on your phone. They didn't even know about an email on the phone, or they couldn't take the picture, or they couldn't figure out how to do it. So it's a little tough with the seniors sometimes that aren't tech savvy, but I have patience. I walk them through it. I take my time. I'm in no rush.
Right. Yeah.
Being retired helps. I have patience.
So some of those cases, you really need to be there in person, and then that limits you to your local geographic area as opposed to what you can do nationwide.
Right.
But so there's, in other words, there's room to expand a business to make out of it whatever a person is willing to put into it as far as promotion and that kind of thing is concerned. I'm thinking about a person, like I said earlier, that might be looking to do something maybe on the side or whatever the case may be, and but might want to make more than $10 per shot, whatever it takes. What do you find is your typical time factor as far as in and out to do a standard signature, notary signature?
Well, if it's general notary work, like, one or two forms, either they come to my home, it takes 10 minutes. If I do it online, it might take 15 minutes because they have to get approved by the platform. If it's a loan signing and you have to go out, that can take an hour and a half to 2 hours because you have to go through every single page,
right,
make sure everything is right, It can take a lot more time. And I've sat and thought about it. I did a couple of loan signings for a couple of platforms, and they only pay $85. By the time you print 200 pages twice
Yeah.
and go through them and do all of that, you know, for me, I'd rather do the cheaper ones online. But then there's a lot of people, they set up their whole day with two or three loan signings, and they keep busy. They make $200 to $300 a day doing
Oh
the loan
yeah.
signings.
Yeah.
There's a problem.
You said the cap on the charge is, what'd you say, $85?
No. On loan signing, there is no cap, because that's
Oh,
not,
okay.
even though it's a notarial act, it's a flat rate which you negotiate with the title company. They usually charge the client between 125 and 150, and they pay the notary anywhere from 85 to $100. And you
I
know,
see.
you go out, you do it, and then you have to scan everything back to them.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a little time consuming, and you have to be very careful because you're working with sensitive documents, people's social security numbers, and you know, you have to be very careful with that stuff. So for me, I tend to enjoy doing the online or the easier stuff, one or two page notary documents. It's quicker, it moves quicker, less chance of making a mistake. You know, when you have 885 pages, you can miss one initial, just one initial. The whole package has to go back again.
No kidding.
Yeah, so
Wow.
you have to be very careful. And fortunately, I haven't had that problem, but it's, you know, you have to sit there for maybe 2 hours going through everything, preparing everything, and making sure everything is perfect. Because if you send it back to the title company, they're time sensitive on the closing. And if it's
Sure.
a mistake, they have to send it all back to you, and then it
Yeah.
delays the closing. And then you can get blacklisted with the title company, and you won't get any more work.
You're
So,
right.
and there's other work out there too. You can work with attorneys, estate planning attorneys, your packages to notarize online. Hospitals need you. Car dealers need you. Sometimes to verify a VIN. I do a lot of those, mobile VIN verification. I go out to the car, and to get a new title, sometimes if you're in out of state, the VIN has to be verified. And that I go out on those a few times. And also, I network with a bunch of other notaries. There's a notary that's like 10 miles south of me. When she gets a call up this way, she'll call me and say, are you available? And I'll split it with her. You know, if it's an $80, we'll split it, and I'll go out and do it if it's close to me. And so that's a good thing. So one of the interesting things about this business, other businesses are cutthroat. Notaries, we all get along together. We will help each other.
Huh.
Other service businesses, they're mad that you're in business against them. And well, you know, it's, you're taking, but notaries seem to be, it's one of the things I enjoy about it. We love each other. We go to group meetings. There's a couple of clubs that we join, Zoom meetings weekly, and we talk about our problems and our experiences. So it's really, really, it's no stress. It's not a stressful business, and that's
Uh-huh.
why I like it.
Yeah, cool. What is the website that you went to? How did you get licensed to do this? This was from the state?
Yeah, you get commission from the state of Florida, you know, Department of State. It's a very simple application, as long as you don't have any, you know, major criminal offenses. It's a fairly simple thing to do, and it's fun. And a lot of people just do it part-time as a, you know, a little gig to make, you know, $50, $100 here and there. And then you got people that do it full-time that, I mean, there's some notaries I know that are making $5,000 to $10,000 a month doing this.
Uh-huh.
Full-time between loan signings, appointments, and mobile notary and stuff like that, they do that. And so it's, you know, it can be profitable. It takes a while to get it established. That's the
No
only
doubt.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And
Yeah.
sadly, to spend money for advertising when you're only doing a $10 notary makes it a little difficult for people. That's you know, it's not like other businesses where the profit margin is so much higher. If you have to spend $500 on advertising, it's worth it, you know. So I
Yeah.
had to sit there and figure out, how am I going to get my Google listing to be in the top and maintain it? It's a lot of work. You have to reply to all your reviews. Yeah, even if it's a negative one, which I don't have any, but you have to make sure you're listed on the sites. Everything has to be uniform. I do press releases for myself on press release sites. I put some videos up. I had a professional video made on my website, and I keep the content pretty good on my website of all the different services I offer. So it took about 6 months to get, you know, move myself up. The first couple of months I was buried. You know, it takes a while.
Oh yeah.
It's
Yeah, it's always a challenge to ramp up on something new like that. And you know, one of the big things about business is, number one, if you don't have sales, you don't have a business. And if you don't have marketing, you're never going to get sales, because it's through the process of marketing where, you know, advertising, promotion, public relations, things that you've just mentioned, all comes under that heading of marketing. And marketing becomes senior to sales because people got to know who you, they have to know that you're out there, what you do, and ultimately want to work with you. And then the better you've done in the marketing process, the easier it is to do the sale, because people are half sold already, even before they may have spoken with you or, you know, been around you in the first place. You have a website.
Yes.
So what, I mean, we're at the point now that I want you to offer your advice to somebody that is starting out in this business, thinking about this business, thinking about any business. And your longevity, as you said, you're 60 some years old, you've been around the block a little bit. What could you offer to somebody, a youngin, somebody your son's age, for example, that's under 20 years old or even older?
Well,
what would you have to say for that individual?
If you wanted to get into the notary business, the trick is, like you said, you have to market yourself, and you have to be able to do it inexpensively in order to be able to survive. So you contact some title companies, hand out cards. Another good thing is go to some real estate events, meet with realtors. Realtors have contracts. A lot of contracts have to be notarized. Interesting, contractors, they always need permits notarized. And by doing it remotely really helps, because a lot of times I had somebody that needed a windows changed on their house. And the guy came out there and the woman didn't have the permit notarized and she couldn't get the permit. And I was able to help her online. So contractors, car dealerships tend to need things notarized all the time. You have to go market yourself inexpensively. And after a while, there's a lot of repeat business. I have about 25 customers that use me at least once a month. So I have, that helps me a lot. Making myself available. Yesterday I had a call. A guy needed something notarized at 6 o'clock at night. He was leaving back to California. He was helping his mom with something. No problem. He says, "You advertise 24 hours." I says, "And I meant it. Just tell me when you want to come and I'll be there for you."
Yeah, yeah. How did he find you?
Google. My business.
The Google. He did a Google search. Google.com. And what would he have put in, do you think, into his search?
Notary near me, or notary in Coconut Creek. And he was like 2 miles from me, and I came right up. He called me. I answered the phone, which is most important. People don't call back if you don't answer the phone. I answered the phone, and I said, I was friendly with, "Oh, it's great. What is good for you? Make it convenient for them." Because you wouldn't believe. And of course, the minute he got home, he put a beautiful review on for me, how easy it was and painless. And I made myself available. And people read that. You would be surprised how many people come and say, "The reason I picked you is because there were so many nice comments on your, you know, Google My Business." And also, I have a chat on my website. Some people, for some reason, just love to chat on the thing and goes right to my phone, and I respond immediately. If I get a ding, "How much do you charge for notary?" $10. "When are you available?" "When do you need me?" Most of the time,
right.
85% of the time, I'm available. So that's availability. I learned that from all the businesses that I've been in. Be available when the next person isn't. Anybody can be available 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. You know, nobody needs you. 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, people work. They come home from work, they need something notarized. I had a divorce, and the guy called me up 11 o'clock at night. He said, "I have divorce papers. My wife is in the mood to sign them now." So I was in my bathrobe. I went upstairs. I changed. I says, "Come over in 10 minutes." He came over. The guy was so happy. He got it done, because tomorrow she may have changed her mind. She didn't
So
want to.
this was an in-person thing.
I
This
do
was
a
not a
lot of
remote.
in-person, a lot of in-person. You know, I don't have a problem. Now, some people might be afraid of having people, come to their home. I live in a very safe neighborhood. And again, maybe I'm being a little too ner not nervous, but I don't see myself somebody calling up a notary to rob them. So I mean, it could happen, but I just feel that why would somebody call to have something notarized to want to rob a notary? And I live in a very safe neighborhood, and I take my a little bit of risk. I take a little risk in life. And most of the people that come are so happy and that you're available and you can get it done for them. And
Wonderful. That available part's important. How
okay.
can people get a hold of you, David?
Okay. I have a website, www.browardnotarypublic.com. That's my website. And I have a very good phone number that you'll never forget. It's area code 930 Law Help. 930 Law Help, which is 930-529-4357. I purposely picked a number that I can advertise on my car that's a vanity number. Sadly, they didn't have a 954 local number available, but in today's time where area codes don't cost money to call, I wanted to get a vanity number, something that people will remember. Because I also do document preparation. Like if somebody needs, I help somebody get documents. Sometimes they come to me, my car was towed. I need a tow release form. Do you have one? I have one. And I help them. So I help them prepare it. I do a little extra things for them so I can get an extra $5 for helping them with that. So I do a lot
All
of other
right.
things.
Okay, so we've got BrowardNotaryPublic.com or 930 Law Help, which translates to 930-529-4357,
And I
correct?
have an email address also. It's browardnotarypublic at gmail.com.
Just taking the name of the website,
Yeah, I try
basically
to keep
that
everything
you're,
uniform so it's
yeah,
not confusing.
got it at
At Gmail.
Gmail. Okay. It's amazing how many people use Gmail for business email addresses. Personally, I prefer a company name,
I have that
Russ.
also. I have contact@browardnotarypublic.com also.
Just to me, it just looks more professional,
Yeah, I
so
have that also. But the Gmail, everybody, I don't know, they're used to that. So I've used that mostly. And people can send me a PDF if they need, and it can be loaded onto the platform, and I can help them get it notarized. Like I said, if they're out of state, I can notarize a document for them, and even in the evening. It's very
Yeah,
convenient.
right on. Good deal. Hey, appreciate your time. Thanks for your story and what you're doing and how you've turned that into a going business for yourself. Obviously, you sound satisfied with what you have created. Maybe you're striving for more. I hope you are. There's definitely more business out there if you're interested in going out there to get it. But interesting to hear how you came into this and what it's done for you. I think the fun that you're having, you're probably meeting some very interesting people and hearing some interesting stories along the way. But anyway, hey, it was great spending some time with you, David. I appreciate it. And folks on internet land out there, I hope you've enjoyed David's story and his insight into the notary public business. It's an industry that kind of a secret industry, so to speak. Not too many think about it until they need one of those people. And if enough people need one of those people, there's probably opportunity for you. So keep that in mind. Anything you want to ask David, go ahead, go to his website, browardnotarypublic.com or 930 Law Help. I know him enough now. He'd be happy to give you some insights, some personal ideas and insights how to do this. Also, as usual, as always, I'm available to help you in your quest for making more money, doing more in your career and in your life. You can contact me at rstcoachingacademy.com or call at 386 286-2450. Either way, both of us are standing by to help you make more money in your lives, make more, do more with it, make more accomplishments in your life. So that's all for now. We'll see you next time here from Money Talks. Over and out. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hi, thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com, call 386-286-2450, or send an email to email@rstcoachingacademy.com. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.